The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. We're now on Red Circle, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, also Spotify, the Five Reasons YouTube channel. If you're there, you get all of our other content as well. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe buttons. Go to fivereasonsports.com for the latest columns from Brady Hawk, Mateo Mayorga on the Heat, and others. And check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. That includes our friends over at c-armstaffing.com. That's c-armstaffing.com. Reach out to our guy Nelson there. He'll help take care of you. You can go straight through the website. What do? They rent the C-Arm equipment on a short and long-term basis to hospitals, surgery centers, chiropractic offices, and pain management offices. They also offer cadaver lab courses. Again, reach out to them today, c-armstaffing.com. Huge Miami Heat fan as well, so you can chat with Nelson about that if you want. 561-891-9620. That's 561-891-9620. 9620. And we always mention at the start of every episode our fantasy partner, it's Prize Picks. Use the code 5 FIVE. The Super Bowl props already up. So go to prizepicks.com, download it off the Google Play Store, the Apple App Store, or again, prizepicks.com. And make sure you use that code 5 FIVE. And now, tonight's episode. Down to Biscayne.
Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, wearing bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got an all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We're here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. This will be a short one today. Here's the floor plan. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick. And at Five Reasons Sports, a little bit of Heat news on an off day, sort of unexpected. I had actually been asked this on a stream recently. Is York going to be back this year? So that's what I've heard. He's going to be back, but this looks like a little bit sooner than expected. So he did a social media post that Yurt's season is back active again. Of course, Omer Yurtseven got hurt in training camp, hurt his foot. We didn't think it was a real big deal at the time. He ended up having surgery, but now it does look like he's on the mend. And so we want to talk about this in the context of a couple of different things here, because Orlando Robinson has played well. Essentially, if he played every day from now on, his time with the team on a two-way would run out by February 25th. They've managed this situation before. They did with Caleb Martin and others. But now, of course, they're looking to the future, where you may make a trade at the deadline. You may trade Dwayne Dedmon, who's now out of the rotation, and the play of backup center has improved since he's been out with Orlando Robinson. But Yurtseven offers something different. We do this all in the context of them playing the Cleveland Cavaliers as we come up on Tuesday, and the first of a two-game, very important set with the Cavs and the Knicks back-to-back over 3 days. And, you know, obviously Yurt's not going to be available for this, but it does lend to the topic of, do they have enough size? Because we've talked about shooting a lot and getting a four, but we really haven't talked as much about, okay, Bam playing more four next to the five. And we did see that, Alex, in a preseason game where they experimented with it. It looked a little clunky with Yurt and Bam. But I'll just ask this, and we did ask this on a pod the other day, but I want, since we're devoting this to Yurt, if Yurt is what we thought he was going to be, do you play him ahead of Orlando Robinson going forward? Or do you think he actually has a place in this rotation going forward?
So the O'Meara thing is interesting. Like, I know there was some preseason expectation, and, you know, as to maybe Spo was going to experiment with him and Bam together, and it seems like that kind of got thrown out even before he got hurt, right? And honestly, I think the prerequisite of being a shooting big, I don't think Omer has met that yet, at least not at an NBA level. I know that he thinks highly of himself, specifically as a shooter in general, and just, I mean, obviously as a player in general, but as a shooter as well. And he told that to us on media day, and it seemed like he was the one in line to take up those backup 5 minutes. So all of a sudden, the Omer coming back sometime soon becomes very convenient when you also factor in Orlando Robinson and his current situation of being a two-way contract, where as of this point, even if we kind of know that the Heat are eventually going to convert him to a standard contract at some point, you know, he is currently limited as to how many games he can play. So Omer, you know, coming back becomes convenient there. And honestly, he had a really positive stretch last season during, especially, you know, with Bam out, he just showed that he can do some stuff. He can be a pretty productive guy. I think as a backup, he can fill that role. So I'm going to be interested to see how he looks whenever he does come back, because it feels like Orlando is a little bit better defensively because I think he has a wingspan and I think he moves a little bit better laterally. Now, the thing with Omer before the ankle surgery was he had kind of slimmed down a little bit. So I was interested to see how he was going to move laterally this season, obviously before he had all the ankle stuff. So I'm going to be looking at that. I think Omer has better touch around the rim and might be a little bit better in the in-between kind of short mid-range area. And he's a pretty good passer as well. So I think offensively, he's a little bit more polished than Orlando. But if he doesn't, I think if there's a large gap between him and Orlando defensively, that would make things a little bit tough. But the numbers don't necessarily bear that out. The defensive rating with Omer last season and Orlando this season are similar. The difference is offense. You know, the offensive rating with Omer on the floor last season in about twice as many minutes that Orlando has played so far was a lot higher, and most of that really was a three-point difference. Like, you know, the team shot 39% from three in the 700 or so minutes Omer played last season, whereas Orlando, in about half of that, the team is shooting 31% from three. So it's hard to take away anything from that other than I think both guys can serve that role, but they obviously share some differences there.
Yeah, and look, I think that as we go forward, we've got to see what that fit is with Bam, because it did look a little bit clunky at times. Yurt was telling us that he was making like 80% during media day. He was saying like he was hitting like 80% of his threes, you know, during practice. And so, you know, I think that, you know, I don't anticipate that they're going to be using him as a stretch big all that often. Although we talk about Bam and the spaces he's operating on the floor, he's gotten so much more efficient in the paint at this stage that this whole idea of Bam kind of being the spacer and somebody else being the inside player, we've pivoted away from that a little bit, or at least the Heat have. So I think that, again, the fit would be a little bit different. I think you would almost have to have a space as a spacer there. Orlando Robinson is not really serving as a spacer right now. We all know that the Heat would rather go with the true five, with Bam at the five and sort of a stretch four than play kind of a stretch five, although they did that with Myers Leonard. So I think that was kind of the idea as this thing started.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for Five on the Floor and the Five Reasons Sports Network. We know that the Miami Heat, they're typically pretty careful with their money. They don't overpay for players, kind of keep it in the range. But there have been mistakes. Think back to Hassan Whiteside, James Johnson, Dion Waiters, to name a few. Well, you don't want to make a mistake with your hard-earned cash. You don't want to get a service or a product that's overpriced or underperforms. That's why we recommend Harry's. Harry's razors, I use them. Why do I use them? Because, well, I can't really grow a beard. It takes me forever. It looks ridiculous. So I want to make sure that it's shaved properly, so I look somewhat presentable when I'm going to the Heat games. You can check out Harry's as well. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. Customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for the other big brands. And you can get a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/5. That's right. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/5. Again, that's harrys.com/5 for a $3 trial set.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
I guess the other part of this is just how quickly they could get Yurt up to speed here, whenever it is that he comes back. And once they do that, where are they going to be in the season? Because, it seems to me like you're going to try to build a regular rotation. They've been trying to do that lately. A trade may change that. But we've been talking about continuity. And then to stick Yurt in is a different kind of player, might be a challenge at that stage. I do want to mention, though, as we go ahead and look towards Cleveland, do you have concerns about how the Heat match up with teams like that?
Yes. And that's honestly the biggest reason why I think they, there's multiple, right? It's not just one reason, but that might be the biggest reason that they need to make a move at the deadline. And it's kind of, similar to how I felt all offseason. So there is a little bit of confirmation bias there, admittedly, but really, it's just also been, I feel stronger about that after everything that we've watched. It's been 60 games already this season, somewhere around that. And so we have a pretty big sample of who they are and who they're not. So I think now on top of it, I feel stronger because I think they also need to make a move for shooting as well. But so it's like shooting and matching up with the other teams in the Eastern Conference in the playoffs specifically. Right. So the shooting thing is more, I think it stretches out for playoffs and regular season, where the other one, the matching up, is more just a playoff concern. And I think you look at the Cavs, right? That's the team we're talking about here. They have size. They have a lot of size. When you look at Mobley and Allen, they have guys who kind of cover for each other. Both can switch on the perimeter. Mobley's a little bit better and Allen is currently a better rim protector, but they can both play with and without each other and have been very versatile offensively, or just have figured out how to play with each other. And it's very helpful that they have Garden and Mitchell, who are, upper end perimeter shot creators and shot makers. Right. And also just, both very good passers in general. So they have a lot that they can do there. I think that will be a tough playoff matchup for the Heat, even if, with those two guards that I mentioned, those are guys that Jimmy could go at. But so there's obviously some matchup things, advantages there for the Heat, but I think Bam's strengths become, a little bit harder to get to if you have that size in the paint there and guys who could really help for each other if one is not in there. And that's kind of the luxury that Bam is missing alongside him. It doesn't need to come in the form of another 6'11 or 7-foot guy, but just in general, I think the Heat right now are kind of outmatched versus that Cavs team and would have to work against those disadvantages. Now, the good thing about that is Mobley and Allen aren't necessarily like post monsters, but if you're getting very, very small guys on them, I think they're going to be able to take advantage of those matchups. So it's something that I think I'd be more concerned about if they didn't make a trade for as a playoff matchup. I think they have enough to beat them, when healthy in the regular season. But we know that Jimmy probably won't play tomorrow.
Yeah. And that's pretty much the way that this thing plays out. I think as we look forward, though, I think playoff experience is what's going to come in here. And you look at Milwaukee, you look at Boston. These are matchups that the Heat are going to have to go through in the postseason if they're going to get anywhere. But I do think you'd still rather see the Cleveland matchup. I know that Mitchell has had his moments in the playoffs, particularly in the bubble. There's also been times in Utah where he hasn't been able to carry teams. They're a young team. Feels like they need to do a little bit more losing in the playoffs before they do winning. It typically takes some of these teams a little time to build. I think that you would probably rather draw Cleveland. I know that you and I agree you kind of rather draw Philadelphia than those other two teams, just as well as Embiid's playing, just because you have the factor of the Sixers always choking in the playoffs. But I do think this is interesting to see how the Heat match up here. This would look a little bit different to me if they'd beaten Charlotte. They were really on a roll. They were going into Cleveland that way. Now you have the potential of this road trip really going the wrong direction. I mean, you lose to Charlotte. If you lose to Cleveland, then you go into New York and what's going to be a game really where you're kind of chasing the Knicks at that point. If you don't get a couple of these games, if you don't get the Cleveland game, I just think this is a critical point of the season here. So the news on Yurt was interesting today. We'll do a longer podcast after the game tomorrow. Obviously, it's a road game. I'll be hosting on that one. So check that out. Also subscribe to our Off the Floor feed for exclusive content. Again, winnow.app/off the floor, $3.05 a month. Thanks to Alex for joining. Again, short up tonight. We'll be back with something longer tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Regional Sports Network.